Yeah, he's gonna put that stuff down right now.
And welcome, y'all, to the motherfucking Sour Hour. It's your favorite boy here. It's the Love Doctor, the Sultan of Sour. We got the redheaded friend over there, and we got Smokey Robinson over here, baby.
Smokey,
welcome
baby.
To the Sour, baby. It's week 5, baby. We
fucking high,
baby. Yeah, baby. Do I make you higher? No, but I'm about to get higher. All right. So first things first, we gotta get the ASMR in it. You know what I mean?
Let's go. Okay.
You know what I mean? This episode is sponsored by Kush. You know what I'm saying? This is a mix of everything, nigga. This is a mix of everything. Shout out to my mans.
I got the wine tonight.
No, we did it. He's winding down on the Sour Hour.
Winding down on the Sour Hour.
All right, so what we want to start with today? Do we want to do edibles first, or do you want to do food first? Let's do edibles. Let's do edibles.
Okay. Yeah, we usually start
it's light.
With food.
It's light. We can get it out the way.
Okay.
All right, let's see it. Can y'all hear me good if I do this? If I move it over here?
Yeah, I hear you.
Right, yeah, you're good. I sound far away or I'm good?
No, you're good. You're
all right, cool. First things first. Okay. Now, we get into the animals, right? Have y'all ever seen some shit like this? Not for nothing, too. We gotta leave animals' living rooms alone. Let's just do that, right? Like, yeah. Don't the Sahara and deep sea diving and shit. That shit is cool and all. But leave them animal habitats alone.
Yeah.
You never know what. You don't see a shark coming into your living room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Unless you are a resident of California, I think it was Northern California, and Hank the Tank, that 500-pound bear, is breaking through your crib. That's the only time that an animal is walking through your living room.
Shout out to Hank the Tank, man. So we kind of like
brother loose.
We like brud man to the animal.
Yeah, he's still on the loose. I did the update. He's still on the loose. Frank the Tank.
Are you serious?
I mean, Hank the Tank is still on the loose.
How long? 500-pound
black bear. This nigga got more warrants than OJ.
You guys had that cow that was missing in like Shirley.
Yeah. And he was on the loose for a while. The cow was like.
All right, so peep the aesthetic here, right? We go with da-da-da.
Hold on, I can't hear you guys.
Uh-oh.
Can you test one more time? I'm sorry.
Check. Can you hear us?
Mic check.
I'm doing no headphones.
That's okay. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Oh. Hold on, we have a little technical.
Can you do it one more time? Okay.
Check.
Perfect. I fixed it. Great.
No worries. I can edit this out. We're not even gonna see this.
All right. Way better. Sorry.
All good. So, like I said, leave animals to their habitats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look behind glass or some shit, some cage or something. Look at this motherfucker here. Hold on.
Check this.
Nope, can't do it. Sorry. But look at this motherfucker. You ever swam next to a fish that was the size of a car?
That's crazy.
Size of a car?
A car.
That's a Honda Civic.
Listen, 8 feet long, 800 pounds.
Dang.
This is a big... Look at this motherfucker. Look, in comparison to the humans.
Oh, that's crazy. God.
Do you imagine trying to catch this nigga? If he ever came up near the shore where you could actually fish for him,
I'm like
tear my
whole
back,
yo. Because look at the relevance of the size of the human to them.
Right, Right. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Shit is massive. Let me watch that
one more time.
All right, man, one more time. Look at this big time. Look at this big ass grouper. This big ass goldfish.
But wait, because the first comment there says, thought that said Carl. It felt weirdly specific. Wait, I read it as that first. I was like, he's the same size as Carl. I was like, Carl? that must be the diver. That's insane.
8 feet long, though. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Like 8 feet long.
There's like whales and shit that are like that size.
Facts.
Bro, that's insane.
Who's like, this shit weighs the same as a shark.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And how are they so calm right now? Like,
they probably deep in the water. Ain't nobody fucking with them. Look how big these big ass shit. Look at these shits. Swim slow as a bitch. Ain't nobody fucking with them.
That's crazy. All
right, so I got more, of course. I got more, of course, but
Let's just
see this one, because the angle on this one, I ain't gonna lie, this is like one of those videos like you kind of flinch at.
Okay.
I'm gonna let that be there.
Oh man. Okay. Let's see.
He's gaining so much speed.
Oh nah.
Oh, you want a cookie?
Oh, man, that's cute, man.
Did you see the crow hop before he got there, though? Did you see the little?
Yeah.
I thought that thing was about the triple jump. Look at him. One more time. We'll see that. Look at the little. Bink, bink.
He's so excited for that.
Yeah, he's geeked for that cookie. That was the highlight of his day.
Oh, that was lit. I like that. I like that.
That was adorable.
All right, let's see what else we got here. We got, is this an animal voiceover? Oh, it is. Oh, it is an animal voiceover.
I like the voiceover.
Yeah, somebody got their phone next to this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that shit waking out. I haven't heard that shit since 2000s. the broadband. All right, so peep this one. Ready?
Now, what in the haberdasher using hemoglobin? What kind of behind the bookshelf species of bird is this right here? This bird is flying on pure dust feathers. The only kind this bird went to was Dusty Springfield. This is the first time I've ever seen a dust ball get fed some food. I didn't even know dust ate. Look, if I was vacuuming and this bird was around, I would have vacuumed this bird up with the hosiery attached. This bird is so damn dusty, it has
with
to leave.
The hosiery attached.
It has to. This bird looks like it builds nests on top of ceiling fans in the abandoned house. You can't tell me this bird doesn't live behind the refrigerator. Look, whoever is feeding this bird needs to feed it some lemon pledge. Now, what in the haberdash?
First of all,
shout out to Tony Baker. I love Tony Baker. He's fucking hilarious. And I love Tony Baker so much. I'm going to double down with it.
Yeah, Tony is that guy.
This bird is the dust on top of a ceiling fan. Nothing more accurate.
Hold on, let's do it again.
Look at the car there, Rodney. Hey, y'all got some morsels in there?
If you got the morsels, we got the appetite. You know what I'm saying? Praise God.
Oh, we stay looking for the vittles out here. We out here in broad day looking for the vittles, kid. What it do? What the business is?
Word on the street, you got all the vittles, kid.
Hey, y'all got some morsels in there?
If you got the morsels, we got the appetite. You know what I'm saying? Praise God.
Oh, we stay looking for the vittles out here. We out here in broad day looking for the vittles, kid. What it do? What the business is?
Word on the street, you got all the vittles, kid.
the car there,
I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm so dead.
What is Vittles? That's what I want to know. What's the Vittles? What is the Vittles?
Whatever the Vittles are, they're there.
Word on the street.
You got the Vittles. All right. Let's get to another one. Let's see. Ah, man, there's so many of them. There's so many. Where do we want to go? Where do we want to go? Where do we want to go, y'all?
The bag is deep.
The bag is so deep. I just want to say, oh, hold on. I may just want to say, fuck it, get to the food real quick.
Oh, man. Oh.
Hold on. Let me just show you one more edible one, because this one. Look at this motherfucking goat.
Smoke, but you better get some of this free smoke. Look at this boy. On the floor, man. He can't hang with the bit, dog. He already on top. Dot. They used to call me Snoop Goat back in the day, boy.
Snoop Goat.
What? Yeah. Yo, but for real though.
Well, you better get some of this free smoke. I forgot.
That nigga sniffing the palm olives. That nigga sniffing the palm olives, son.
He about to have a booming headache.
Yeah, what is this dude on? What is this dude on? All right, so let's it's time. It's time. It's time. I don't know. Marissa's not. She doesn't see the excitement, but it's time.
I don't know what to expect.
Listen, let's just fire this thing up because about to hit on the plane.
All right.
About to head up on the plane, baby.
Yo, it's so funny because Ty was like she was just like Marissa. Like he was like, what's going on right now? And then
I don't know what to expect.
Yo, that's the best part, bro. When people like really see the clips and it just, oh man.
First things first, shout out to my man Panda. That's number one. All right. Panda, you playing music or what? No, you don't. You don't play music. You keep it authentic. Peep it. Okay, look at the cuts.
Top game.
Look at the cuts.
Top
game. Oh, you doing it like that. Yes. Oh, got the logo on the cutting board. Holla at me. Get them things right. Get them things right, Panda. Okay, got the cabbage.
The cabbage.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing.
It's cold outside.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is?
The essentials. Oh, that's the. Oh,
the essentials. Look at that shit. That shit. Presentation. A fucking F minus. Gameness?
Yeah.
It's probably bussing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He poured that out. Like he just poured it.
That wasn't one of his better videos. But he's not not here for plating though. We gotta understand though. Panda is not out here for plating. He's just showing you how it's done. And he's out here for the aesthetic in the wilderness. He's getting that shit done in the tundra on minimal ingredients, minimal stove. You don't need no fancy ass kitchen. That bitch doing the most in fucking -40. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
no time to be cute. No time.
Yeah, he don't got time to be cute. All that fancy shit.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know what I mean? All right. So I raised myself with that outdoorsy video. Right, my man was out there in the tundra. This guy looks like he's in the tundra. So let's peep this. Okay, look. First of all, you see this? Okay. You got the chicken.
Okay.
Shiba Inu on there on deck wilding. He's ready for any scraps. Kramer got the little jalapenos. Okay.
Okay.
Cilantro.
Ooh.
Salt and pepper, lime. Okay. Knife fork. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, mashed up. Okay. You're making a little cream. Okay. Yeah. Mixing the spices up. Okay. Egg me up. Okay. Okay. Was that garlic? What is that? No, rice. Oh,
You see it. You see the dip game.
Breadcrumbs. Yeah, it's crusting nonetheless. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh. We making fries. Oh, we making shoestrings. Shoestrings.
Okay.
On a skillet? Are you talking? Oh my God. You're talking crazy. You can miss me with those. Oh my God.
I wasn't expecting the fries to go on there.
Yeah. Then he stamped it. You're done, sir. You're done, sir. He had to give some to the pup. You're done, sir. You are done.
Yeah.
Also done outside.
Yeah. All right. So, Marissa, we like to rate the videos after we watch some of them, or we like to have a running top three while we're watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
The presentation on the sandwich and everything, I'm gonna give it a 9.
I'm with you. I'm giving him a nine. Yeah.
The presentation was really good. I agree. He cared about it. It was neat. It wasn't like messy.
Mm-hmm.
But looked like.
Would you eat that sandwich?
So I stopped eating meat.
Okay. All right.
But
if it was eggplant instead of the chicken.
Or if I was eating chicken, yes, 100%. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For
okay.
sure.
Yeah, me too.
For sure.
That's important.
If you're putting like a random food on a sandwich, I'm already intrigued. You know?
Like
a deli sandwich and they put like macaroni salad on it, and you're like, I'm gonna eat it. I swear. If you haven't done anything like that, missing out. You don't know. Mm. So the French fries were on that sandwich, it was
That was it for you. For sure.
He sold you right there.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. She was going after that one. Yeah. She was going after that. She was like, yep, sign me up. Sign me up. Miss me with the chicken, but sign me up. All right, we're just not gonna like a lot of these because we getting protein based over here. We're gonna get a couple over there. I got a couple for you though.
Okay.
But peep the aesthetic here. This isn't looking like a little. I'm liking
that
this
middle tray. Yeah,
look, I'm one. Liking this.
I don't know what's going on in there, but
yeah, I'm liking this. This looks very seasoned. This looks, you know what I mean? I'm seeing the black pepper peppercorns. All right, so let's peep this. Drizzling it with the oil. Oh, with the automatic sprinkler. Oh, okay.
Oh, he knows something.
Yeah,
get it brown.
Oh my God. Now he's basing. Look at that bitch. Look at that shit coated. Oh my God. Okay, what you doing with those?
Potato. Again.
Boiled a potato.
Was that a radish? Or a beet? What is that? It's a beet.
One or the other.
Oh, he getting
funky. What the fuck?
Pink mashed potatoes?
He did. That's he mixed crazy. Some shits with a beet. What in the what?
Oh, nah. 10 presentation. 10, it's not even a question.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, that's 10 plus.
Oh, you're talking so dirty.
Oh, that's Valentine's Day God. Special.
Oh my God.
Potatoes together.
Yo, first of all, he got the automatic sprinkler of the salts. That
the way he cooked it is perfectly cooked on all sides.
Doused.
Yeah. Ooh. Doused. What the? Oh man.
That's meat? Creativity. That's creativity, and that's what we like here at the Sour Hour. When we critiquing the videos, that's what we like.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. I might try and make that.
See.
I want to know about it. I want to
look at that sauteed the mushroom. Like? Even the mushrooms are sauteed. Those that shit was sauteed so calmly. Yeah, but it was. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He just did that shit so smoothly. But he, oh my lord! Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it right now. You got it right now, bro. Pink mashed potatoes.
10+. 10+.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
10+.
All right.
Yeah.
I bet. I like that. I like how we're working right now. We're clicking on all cylinders right now.
That's making me hungry. Oh my god! Facts.
That's the motive.
That's my struggle.
What am I eating for dinner? That's a struggle.
That's a struggle. All right. So boom, peep this aesthetic. You're gonna think, oh, what's going on here? You don't even see nothing, right? No food related. No. All right, cool. Gotcha.
Stupid. Italy. Pasta.
Dummy. Yeah. Yeah. Stupid. We making some. We playing music or what? Oh yeah, can't even do it. I would love to. Can't even do it. Can't even do it. Okay, she mixing all the eggs up.
Bare hands too.
Fact, she gonna make some big ass pizza. We already know that, or some pasta.
Yeah, she getting the dough right.
Oh yeah, look at that shit. Exactly. Stacking bricks. She making a wall. Yeah, she getting that shit right where I need. Right where I need it. Jamaican beef patty color. You know what I'm saying?
Is that bread? No.
Nah, she's making pasta. She's making pasta, yeah. She's not gonna make no pizza like that.
Fresh
that just...
pasta.
Okay. This is a process to this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yes, this is a pasta. Oh.
Yeah. Lost
the ball.
Lost me.
She just made fucking fettuccine. She just fucking made fettuccine.
It's probably, oh my god, like so fresh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think I could watch that again because how long the video was, but yeah. She just made fucking fettuccine.
I would eat that entire bowl of pasta and never look back. The whole thing. I would eat leftovers.
Yeah. She made motherfucking fettuccine.
That was special.
All right.
We love to see it. We love a good Italian meal.
Molto bene. Paisano. Molto bene.
I tell people down here because like they don't know nothing about Italian.
No, it's Tex-Mex down there.
Yeah. And I just like talk to people. I'm like, you never had like a pot of sauce on a Sunday? And they're like, what's a pot of sauce? I'm like, a pot of sauce. Mm-hmm. You
know? Should take all day to make, you know what I'm saying? One of those.
You wake up smelling it. It's already cooking.
Yeah. That's the love in it. You taste the love.
Like, right. I couldn't imagine having that growing up, you know, like
the type of shit that wake you up. Like,
down here, they're like, let's get some olive
garden. I smell bacon. When you wake up, when you get Olive Garden, I'll be offended. Somebody said this to me.
Yeah.
I'll backhand them. Finny, you know what this motherfucker said to me?
Yeah.
Motherfucker invited me. Olive Garden. Me. Fuck you, as I said. I fuck you. Fuck you, man. All right.
You sound like a mob boy. You definitely sound like a... Okay. Okay, I already see.
Peep the aesthetic.
I already see.
What is this?
Do you see that? That's salmon to the right. Chicken wing.
This is salmon. Oh yeah.
Oh, the salmon. Oh man.
Peep the aesthetic.
I'm a sucker for salmon.
Air fried. Okay. I like what you're doing now. You're probably playing music. Can't hit you with the music. Seasoning it right. Coriander. Very important. Oh, sweet chili.
Sweet chili. Yeah. The honey.
Honey. A lemon.
Lemon.
Mixing it right. That's some flour right there. Oh, okay. Essential. You gotta spray that.
Straight to the air fryer.
Wow.
Boom, boom. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
what's the numbers on this one right here, man? Because
let me see it one more time.
Okay, fair enough.
I used to make there's like, you know, those like meal services or whatever. They got one that's like firecracker meatballs or whatever, but it's very like the sauce and the seasoning's very similar to this. So
this is love.
Boom Boom sauce is absolutely flavor perfection.
Got flavors in here. So many flavors.
That tastes amazing. I know it does.
Oh my god. And I think and the thing about the air fry, look at that crunch. It's gonna be a good crunch, but it's gonna be crunch, but it's wet. Oh,
not like dry.
Yeah, nice and juicy. Yeah, it's juicy.
Oh,
yeah.
That one hurts my heart.
Text Ryan like, yo, what are we doing for dinner?
I'm gonna give that a 9.
Word.
Yeah.
That Boom Boom sauce. I don't know. I would say 10, that sauce.
Word. Mm.
Don't underestimate the power of the sauce.
That's true. That is true.
Very true.
A good sauce.
A good sauce could change anything. You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
I bet. So, peep this aesthetic. Yeah, I mean, we got some wontons, some crab rangoon, I mean. Some empanadas.
Those are my favorite. I love those.
What, crab rangoons?
Oh, always.
Empanadas? Oh, yeah, okay.
Empanadas too. All of it.
Are we making some ribs? Memphis style.
Oh, man.
I think these are pork ribs. I wouldn't even mess with these, but these look slapping, though. Okay, yeah. What is that? Some paprika? Uh-huh. Okay.
Chili powder?
Yeah, chili powder or something. Oregano. It's a lot of brown shit. Some salt. That's the only thing that's labeled. What the fuck? Come on, man. Yeah. Sips it. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just wanted to put it in the bottle. I'll see you. Oh, you can't take the casing off. Took the casing right off. Ah. Those shit's going to be meisty.
Straight to the grill.
Oh, smoking them.
Oh, he's smoking them.
Oh. Oh, my God.
He's showing off.
He is. Making a little... Oh, sweet. Oh, my Lord. Ooh, talk nice. Look at the douse. Oh, my God.
God. The color from all those seasonings. Perfectly cooked.
Oh. Damn. Then you hit it that over the top. It don't even need that, but over the top.
Yeah. Presentation is A+.
That recipe.
That should give me a little chill for a second. You feel me?
I feel like all these videos just keep, you know, they get you know better and better. And I'm like, every time I watch one, I'm like, oh, this is the best food that's gonna be shown. And then there's the next one. I'm like,
nope. Yeah, I'm telling you, the bag. Yeah. It's like a well now. Fuck a bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Peep the aesthetic. Okay.
Okay.
I got this one queued up for later, so we gonna see this one.
Let's make some Grill Nation bacon bombs. That's a onion. We're gonna dice it up, get it in a cast iron skillet with some oil and butter, saute it. That is ground beef, salt, garlic, pepper with that sauteed onion. Mix it by hand, 4 to 5 ounce ball. Get it down, roll it out flat, and then add some cheese and roll it up. Right here, remove the excess meat and then get some bacon and roll that up nice and tight, just like you see it right here.
Oh, you're going crazy. Our smoker
is rolling at 275 degrees.
You're going crazy.
We're gonna let it smoke for about, I would say, 30 minutes, checking in on it, and then we're gonna flip it because you want a nice even cook on this. You want that bacon nice and crispy all the way around.
Oh, that's what I was worried about.
That glaze, that barbecue sauce, you can use your favorite kind. Removing these babies, they're looking absolutely money. Pop it with some parsley. Oh. And right here, we're going to get a sneak peek cutting it in half. It's super cheesy and delicious.
Oh, man.
You guys got to try this recipe.
Bitch made a yeah. cheese glizzy. A bacon cheese glizzy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was worried you wouldn't get the bacon crispy, but yeah.
I think he nailed that one. Yeah. I think he fucking nailed it.
Yeah, he got it. Yeah.
All right, so let's follow another one. What you think about with that one? What how was that? Yeah, think it was a decline from the last video.
I think there was a little bit more flavor going on in the last video.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I did like his creativity of what he did with his glizzy though. He did a lot to it. He just make the glizzy. You know what
no,
I mean?
He rolled it in the cheese. It in
wrapped it in
fashion.
Bacon. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I feel like that was unique. I've never seen that before.
Yeah. I don't know if you can. I'm tired of glizzies. I'm tired of being glizzy, man.
Yeah. We gonna check that one out. But let's see this one. Peep my mans. Peep this that he got some wings. All right, cool.
When the sandwich can't even fold on itself, you know it's about to go crazy. Chicken thighs. Don't lie. We kiss them with a little olive oil, garlic and minced shallot, zest down on a lemon, steal their juice and add yogurt. Remember, if their color don't change, no flavor was gained. Now mix and marinate. Lay them out on a sheet tray with a rack and into the oven at 400. After 20 minutes, give them a flip, then back into the oven at 425. Make sure you let them rest a little bit, chop up the chicken, and into a screaming hot pan for a quick crust. I actually like to use naan, tzatziki, seasoned tomato, and we pile high our gyro meat. This is all it needs. And as always, namaskar. This is fantastic. You already know. When the sandwich can't even fold.
That's my bag. That's my bag right there.
I hate tzatziki.
You do?
Really?
Yeah, okay.
I've never went out of my way to eat anything like that.
You could eat it without tzatziki, though.
But just the whole, I don't know, just in general.
I don't fuck with gyros, but I do yeah. eat like the chicken over rice and lamb over rice, and that's my.
I've never had lamb.
Oh, lamb is good. Lamb is good. Even lamb chops too.
Nope.
I was gonna tempt you now, but maybe this is the video that puts more of the nook in the crawl. You know what I'm saying?
Today we're making my take on a breakfast fry up over the fire. Come on. Oh yeah. But don't have all the ingredients for a traditional fry up. We're gonna do our best. I'm gonna start by making some potatoes, cooking them, and then pulling them off once they're done. I'm gonna add some breakfast sausage and some bacon. Get those guys nice and crispy. Once that's all done, I'm gonna pull it off, and then I'm gonna add on some tomatoes to cook on the cut side, and then we're going to add some mushroom caps, flipping those guys over. Oh. Once everything is beautiful and done, I'm going to pull it off. I'm going to add some baked beans into the fire, making a big divot hole with my potatoes. I'm going to add the rest of the ingredients back onto the skillet, adding some Irish butter, dropping those eggs in between the potatoes, topping off with some chopped parsley and sliced bread. This was so freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe over the fire cooking. Hello. Cheers.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, that what y'all think about that one, man?
Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool on that. That ain't for me.
Really?
Yeah, that one wasn't for me.
I feel like that's a great like camping style breakfast.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
I enjoyed though the open flame. It wouldn't be for me, but as far as like the whole presentation of the video, I thought that was well presented. The plate looked good. You know what I mean?
Like I'll taste it though. I'm not like opposed to it. I'll taste it, but
like hell yeah. Like I would never go camping because black people don't go camping. But you know what I mean? Like, but still, like if we was out there and some shit like that, you know what I mean? Like I would be like, oh hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They, you know what I'm noticing with every video is a lot of tomatoes this week.
I don't eat tomatoes, so I don't know.
No, yeah. Listen, I don't really like tomatoes, but when tomatoes are grilled, or blistered, if you would.
I never had grilled tomatoes.
I don't necessarily like raw tomatoes on sandwiches. In sauce, fine, obviously, but like,
yeah,
they're like that. There's like a flavor to them that's just
facts.
Yeah, I'm gonna try grilled tomatoes. I never had grilled tomatoes.
Look up blistered. And you will probably get like a great recipe for it, and I think it'll change your mind.
Okay. Blistered tomatoes.
All right, so you didn't like my last over the fire video, so guess what?
Oh man.
I got another one.
Cheesy Irish tater tots with Oklahoma Joe. I got myself some corned beef. I'm gonna season it up with my mesquite peppercorn lager seasoning. Then I'm gonna place it on my Oklahoma Joe Bronco at 250 to cook for about 2.5 hours. Pulling that off, I'm gonna put it into a foil bin, adding some beef stock, some Irish beer, covering that up, letting it cook for another 2.5 to 3 hours. Once it is beautiful and tender, I'm going to pull it off, let it rest, and then I'm going to slice it against the grain using that Oklahoma Joe knife. Next, we're going to start tater tots, adding a skillet full of cooked tater tots onto my OKJ at 375. I'm going to top it off with some Irish cheese. Let that melt, adding the chopped corned beef with some of its chopped tomatoes, sliced scallions, and some sour cream. This was so freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe at overthefirecooking.com or link below.
Oh my God.
You bought yourself back, my brother.
Oh my God.
That's like
taters hot like nachos. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. That was special.
That was nice.
There's something about tater tots. I don't know. I think I'm just biased to tomatoes. Potatoes.
tomatoes everywhere, man. Oh my God.
I am biased towards both, I assume, but anything potato. Any form of potato, any variety of potato.
All right, so guess what? Like that video, right? You ain't like my first video. You loved my second video.
Yeah, you got me with that one. All right,
what's the chances you love my third video though? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, let's go back to Over the Fire.
Tomahawk steaks with a French onion crust with buffalo trace. I'm gonna season these. Preheating a medium high heat fire. I'm gonna add some thinly sliced onions. Let them saute in buffalo trace, a bunch of other fun stuff, and beef broth until they're fully reduced. I'm going to cook up these tomahawk steaks, getting that beautiful outside crust until they're about 120 internal. Done. I'm going to let them rest for about 10 minutes. Next, I'm going to make a Gruyere and Parmesan cheese crust. Mix it all together. I'm going to top these steaks with the sauteed onions, that cheese crust, doing a little cowboy broil until they have that beautiful outside golden cheese crust. Pour myself a glass of Buffalo Trace, and I'm diving right in. These were savory, salty, a little sweet from the onions. These are so freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe at overthefirecooking.com or link
below. Now you're in your bag, Loaf. Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck did I just watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't had a problem for the most part, like not eating meat.
I'm sorry.
Would that make you go back?
Sorry. Sorry.
The cut of a tomahawk is just like
sex. Mm-mm. We know. It is. Look at it.
He has this like encrusted cheese on it.
Yeah, with the like, the coals on top.
Yeah.
Sir,
who thinks of that again?
Grilled onion, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Grilled onions, it's good, like
that's right? Just, yeah, like it. I won't eat them, but they need to be there.
You won't eat them?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't eat onions, but they need to be there, though. They need to be there.
Why not?
I just, you know, I sometimes I get them. They get mixed up, and I do eat some of them, but I don't really cognitively
You know? I feel like you don't. I feel like you don't like your food touching on your plate too. I don't know why.
No. I definitely do. I mean, mixing. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving is like, yeah. Okay. You know, I mean, with the, you know, I mean, the cranberries get a little bit of everything. You're like, ah.
Oh, you know something.
Thanksgiving is my favorite motherfucking holiday. You know what I mean? Oh, I mean, man. Besides the, you know, the negative connotation that it carries.
Yeah.
But yeah. Let's go back. Again, to my man over the fire, because he's running the show right now. He's running the show right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Cheeseburger tacos, inspired by Tacos Al Pastor and my good friend Adam McKenzie. I'm gonna build a cheeseburger trompo, placing that onto my grill to cook for 2 hours, slicing them off, building my taco. These were so freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe at overthefirecooking.com or link below. Cheers. Cheeseburger.
What do you think?
That was quick.
It was very quick because it's you know, nothing really to it though.
Yeah. Now that looks really
simple.
That looks good.
Simple but different. I'll like switch up your taco night.
Right. And he like cooked it kind of like how they make the kebabs. Like, you know how they have the big rotisserie and they just slice it off?
Slice it,
like
set it off. Yeah, yeah.
Steakhouses, yeah. They come over and they like slice you some steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Like so it's like, I'm like, oh. Yeah. And then you're making it, you know, cheeseburger flavor. Like, I get it. I'm with you with it. I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with it.
You know, very Americanized.
Like I would put like some pickle in that, even, you know what I mean?
Mm, like a little sweet relish.
Sweet relish.
You know what I mean? Like a little, you know what I mean?
I might dazzle some spicy mayo.
Spicy mayo.
Spicy
mayo will be loving there. Spicy mayo will be loving there.
Okay. Be loving there.
I'll be loved. I would be loved right there.
Let it spread like love.
I just want you to just a quick visual break. Sometimes we be you know, like we gonna eat regardless of where we at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So some people are like that, but they're famous, right?
Mm.
So peep the aesthetic. We all know it's Fab, right? We see Fab, right? Peep this out.
Okay, Fab.
Jamie Foxx is on the stage, right? You know, he's doing his thing. Obviously, they're playing music. So, Jamie Foxx is on the stage. Okay. Let's get a peek because I think he says, "We see you over there, Fab." And Fab is over there eating. Jamie Foxx is playing, is singing Gold Digger.
You closed my mind.
And Fab is over there eating a plate of food.
I like that.
That's something about Jamie Foxx. So my aunt met him out in wherever they were out east. And so she took a photo with him or whatever. And he's like, he's such a gentleman. Like when he's taking photos of people, his hands around them, but like hovering over. You know, he does that. Wow. Like,
doesn't even touch him.
Yeah, like just like, oh, he's that respectful. You know what I mean? Like, like just right here. I was dying about that.
So let's get back onto it. And I'm punching you right now with over the fire because he has his methods are unorthodox. You know what I'm saying?
I just got a quick question.
Yeah.
Is my guy Deron somewhere in this lineup?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Okay.
Come on now. Okay. The Bevologist. Come on. We know. He's covered. But so I'm gonna keep hitting y'all in the head with this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man.
Keep the aesthetic, the same aesthetic. We've seen the tomahawks, we've seen the breakfast brunch, we've seen the tater tots. Mm. What else? What else is on the menu? Over the fire cooking?
Fries with cowboy charcoal. I'm going to start by marinating some skirt steak overnight.
What did you say? I'm not sure what you said.
Loaded steak fries with cowboy charcoal. I'm going to start by marinating some skirt steak overnight, heating up some lump cowboy charcoal. We're going to cook these guys right on the coals
for about
4 to 6 minutes per side until they're about 120 internal. Once they're done, pull them off, let them rest for about 10 minutes. I'm going to start making a charred salsa with a bell pepper, tomato, jalapeno, and red onion, charring that in the coals. Once they have a nice char, we're going to pull these guys off and start prepping them for the food processor, adding them in with some other fresh ingredients. Yeah. We're going to blend that up for a nice salsa. Once the steaks are done resting, slicing them against the grain, we're going to chop them up into pieces and then drizzle that queso over the top of some hot fries, adding that salsa, some guac, some sour cream, chopped red onion, and chopped cilantro. So freaking delicious. You can find this whole recipe at overthefirecooking.com or link below.
10 plus.
I was saying,
Los can't breathe.
The waffle fries alone,
yeah,
ready to
the
go.
The waffle fries is what puts it over the top for me. Because the waffle fries is
you can eat it literally like a nacho.
Yeah, yeah,
but it's a different crunch, different feel. It's airier, right?
It's a potato
in a different form.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. And you get the charcoal flavor with it.
First of all,
yeah,
my man cooked it right on the coals.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Scooby stack because of that shit.
Nah, that's he's getting busy tonight.
God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Yeah. One more time. Let's go back. Let's go back for one more time with this dude, man.
Okay.
This is his last video of the night. Let's see what you got over the fire.
Leg of lamb with chimichurri. I'm going to start by scoring the outside fat cap of this lamb. Next, I'm going to mix some light beer, garlic herb seasoning, garlic cloves, lemon juice, shallot, and olive oil to make a simple marinade. Place that in the fridge overnight. Next, I'm going to preheat a medium-high heat fire, adding this leg of lamb onto my rotisserie spit. I'm going to cook it for about 2.5 to 3.5 hours until it's about 130 internal. While that's cooking, we're going to make this OTFC chimichurri with chopped parsley, red wine vinegar, minced garlic, olive oil, salt, and red chili flakes. Mix this all together. We're going to set that to the side. Once that leg lamb has hit temp, pull it off. Let it rest for about 15 minutes. We're going to slice into this. Look how beautiful that is. Top it off with the chimichurri, and we're serving right up. This is so freaking delicious. Find this whole recipe on my blog, link below. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. When he said lamb, he already had me.
First of all,
damn.
Marissa, you don't eat lamb. Or you don't eat meat anymore anyway. But how did that make you feel?
I don't know, man. It's just something about lamb. I'm just not interested.
You don't give that video anything, do you?
I mean, you know, if you eat it, I'm sure that's definitely going to be a 10 out of 10 if you enjoy eating that food. You know what I mean? Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For me, 0 out of 10. But, you know, it's the beauty of individuality, you know?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take it to New York with it.
Yeah, let's go.
It's a difference between cooking and cooking with swag. You know what I'm saying? Cooking with that sauce, cooking with that flow. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't care what anyone says. New York has the best food.
Facts. You walking in with that New York pop. You know what I mean? You eyeballing shit. You just know. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's lit. I already know it's in there. Doing is what I needed to do. Feel me?
Uh-huh. So, let's go. Right.
Spanish style baked chicken.
I know that voice already. Let's go.
You go Motayama to a blender. We're gonna add some cilantro, culantro, peppers, onions, tomato, and garlic. Poquito olive oil. Now we're gonna blend it up. Hit your chicken with some sazon total, some sweet Spanish paprika, some adobo. Now we're gonna hit it with basil.
You blended them wrong. Mixed
veggies. Throw your chicken on top of that. Put it in the oven. Halfway through, we're gonna baste it up. Now we're gonna cook it on cover for a little bit. Look at that chicken. And you know what?
Go.
Stop playing on me for real. When I get back to New York, it's not the Ron Brown no more. It's the Ron Rodriguez Concepcion.
I like that. I like that. Rodriguez Concepcion. Miss. First of all,
Ron don't miss.
The ginger, the strawberry ginger ale Schweppes. First of all, where'd you get that? Where did you even get that?
Bro, he always had the craziest bevs, bro. Like,
yeah,
stuff I've never seen before.
Try that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's see what else we got here.
Come on.
Uh-oh. This is what I think it is. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, this one's spicy. Let's get to this one.
Okay.
Peep the aesthetic.
Start by frying your meat in a little bit of oil. Add your garlic, onion.
Oh, then you're playing that music, baby girl. All right, but okay, she's boiling everything. So now, see, everybody's taking a different approach with the vegetables before they blend it. I've seen that. Some people boil it, some people grill it, some have baked it. She's doing what she gotta do.
Yes.
That's yes. VON video of the night.
Straight into the pot with it, then blended it. Look at that shit. One more time, making it love. But look at the portion. She don't even care the extra cheese is there. She don't even care. She wants the extra cheese there. Yeah.
Let it spray like love.
You can't even eat a lot of those.
Yeah.
You can't even eat a lot of those. You can't even eat like six of those. That shit is unhealthy. You can't eat six of those. You can't. You literally can't.
You're going to be full off of two.
That shit is deadly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy right there.
All right. So I got a couple videos left here. I know we've been going on for a little bit. I'm trying to see, what was worth your time, really. Okay. That's what I'm really trying to see here. All right. So we're going to switch up to this, right? Peep this aesthetic. Very colorful, bright. Vibrant, I like it. A little pesto. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling that. Does that look like a huevos rancheros? Or some rolled tacos, some enchiladas. I'm liking that. A little is this a shrimp surf and turf? Okay. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I know he's gonna play music, so let's all right. He's going pesto. I like it. Oh, big ass chicken breasts. Oh,
the balsamic glaze.
Oh, okay. Okay. Show me what you're doing. Oh, he's doing it. I'm dumbfounded.
What?
He made his pesto like that? That's tough. Yeah. Yeah. Get that shit nice and flaky.
The bread. I would blister those tomatoes. For sure.
I like that sandwich.
That's different.
I like that.
That's different.
I like that. I like that a lot.
That reminds me of like a nice New York deli sandwich. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Cutlet. The bread
got the sort.
Whatever works, you choose. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. So Let me see. I got another one. I got another one outside the box. You feel me? Another one. Peep the aesthetic. This is very delicate and succulent things here.
Mm-hmm.
Short ribs, puree. Short rib.
It's so tender.
Ooh. Got some chills. Got some chills in here. Red wine. Beef stock. Simmer 3 hours. Oof.
Oh my God.
Oof. Oh my.
Another one.
Oh. Oh. Oh, you a bastard. You a bastard.
Short ribs are everything, bro.
You a bastard.
It's so tender.
You a bastard. You a bastard. That's not even fair. You a bastard. Oh, God.
I'm getting hangry over here.
I got yeah. You think you're going to get mad over that?
All hangry. Right.
Oh, you're going to get hangry over that. Okay, bye. Hangry? Hey, I got you. Peep the aesthetic. Okay, we already seen these, so you know we're coming with some heat.
I don't know.
Oh.
Talk super spicy to me.
Come on.
Making it okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, basic with the seasoning. Okay.
She kept it basic, yeah.
Basic with the seasoning. Oh, okay. Like a little sour cream in them. I mean, what do you call it? Heavy cream in there? Oh, okay, yeah.
I gotta make that.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. I could do that.
That's some fancy. Oh, that's different. Oh, that outer cheese, God. That outer cheese crust was different. It's different.
I need but to make that.
That looks crazy. This looks nice. I like this a lot. Yeah, just a little heavy cream in there to help it out.
Yeah, she didn't go too crazy with it.
Nah, she didn't. Look at this. Look at this madness.
I can taste it, you know?
She's like, yeah. I feel it through the screen.
Yeah. Oh my God.
All right. Let's see. Let me wire this down to like two more, three more. I like this one. That's staying. Oh yeah, we got it. Okay. Yeah. I like what we doing. All right. So.
I like what we doing.
All right. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five more. Last five.
All right.
Quick five.
Strong. It's gotta be a strong five.
I just screened these out. These are elite five. Elite.
Okay, let's go.
One might have to go. One might have to go. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah. These four, elite. No games. All right. enough talking. Right. So peep the aesthetic. We back again. You know what I mean? See this before we see. We're still wondering what is going on in this concoction here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Play music? Okay, good. I like that. We making some oxtails?
Oh, come on, man.
Some oxtails? Okay.
Oh.
No water, no nothing. Just mm-hmm. put that shit in there. Put the coals on top. Mm.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh. Oh my God.
Hey now. Hey now.
Let's go.
Hey now. You're an all-star. Yeah, that was it. That was it for me. The rip off. The rip off was that was it for me.
I wasn't expecting that at all.
I mean, you see the comment. You see the comments that West Indians have entered the chat. Yeah, it was definitely like, oh, they making oxtails.
Yeah. Oh my god, oxtail. You can't go wrong with oxtails, man.
All right.
I've never had oxtails.
What? Oh my god.
Nope.
Oxtails.
What is that like comparable to?
Fireness. like I don't know, like, think, you know, like this, it's like a beef stew but just with oxtail.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like it's just a different cut, different
ever type. You ever go back to meat, you gotta go straight to oxtail.
I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you can do that. That shit might shock the body.
Yeah. If I ever do, I'll keep it in mind.
You gotta eat a tenderloin first. You know what I mean? Something small, a skirt steak or something.
Just to stock the palate a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Go straight to oxtail, it might do something crazy. That MSG, all them proteins, especially if it's like some Jamaica food.
Yeah, come to think about it, you're right.
That might put it under.
Yeah,
I won't put that on anybody. First time eating meat back from a while, and you're just like, all right, try this out. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
that's only for extreme, for experienced carnivores.
You gotta start with a burger. Or
something. Yeah, see how I said that.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right, peep the aesthetic. Right, cool. He's playing music. Are you playing music? I can't do that, but let me just rewind it. Okay, what you doing now? Chopping the onions up, making a little hibachi style. Oh, putting cheese in there, like putting cheese in that bitch.
That's okay. Different.
Okay, yep. That's yep. Different. This nigga's going to the Olympics. He's going to the Olympics. It's clear he's going to the Olympics.
Is that a bacon wrapped onion ring
with cheese in it?
What?
With cheese in it. There's cheese in there too. Yeah.
Bro, I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Look at this. I like this too. This got some spicy brown, some pickled relish in there. Okay, make a little bugger. Mushrooms, okay.
Oh, I love the mushrooms
on deck. Oh. Ooh, look at the bread. I like that.
That's
the Maxo.
On top.
Bro, that's creative as fuck. Cut that bitch.
Cut that shit.
Oh my god, that is a messy. That's a messy. That's messy shit right there. But that looks delicious.
The bun also honorable mention to that bun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Definitely. The way he like, you know what I mean, the crisp on it, you know, it's kind of slightly burnt. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? All right. So
that was creative.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna take it to this area since Marissa never ate this kind of cuisine. We're gonna take it over here. Peep the aesthetic. Uh-oh. Peep the aesthetic. Spicy aesthetic. Yeah, we're going to the island.
We're going to the island.
Yeah. Oxtails right here, bang. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Wait, come on.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see what's going on. You playing music? You playing that thing. Can't do it. I fuck with that song too. I can't do it. Washing that shit in vinegar. Smart. Washing meats, y'all. Scoring it. Loving it. Oh, okay. The jerk season. Oh, yeah.
Drop some new music, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, people think that, you know, they're making black chicken, but nah. Look at that. Jerk season
season.
Yeah. What with the Alfredo?
Are we doing Rasta pasta?
Oh, we doing Rasta pasta.
We're doing Rasta pasta.
Oh, we doing Rasta pasta.
We doing Rasta pasta with the chicken.
I'm nice with Rasta pasta. Oh.
I feel like
jerk chicken Alfredo.
I'm just going to say it. Everything in all these videos you show me has been like totally homemade. And I think that jar of sauce was a little bit of a cop out.
You think?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Those are not like flavored.
But you can make your own jerk seasoning though.
No, the Alfredo.
Oh. Yeah, but she it's like she just added she added to it though.
No.
You ain't fucking with it. You ain't fucking with it.
If you're I've used jarred Alfredo 100%. Mm-hmm. Right. I've never personally made my own Alfredo. I've eaten a lot of Alfredo. But I've heard it's not even that challenging to make. I just feel like every video we've seen has been like everything from scratch. You know,
right?
Yeah,
right.
She made that Alfredo scratch. It would probably,
yeah,
be like,
she did. But you know, I feel like because she freaked it, you know, it's like, it's like it is Alfredo. Yes, it is a chicken Alfredo, but it's like she said, it's a jerk chicken Alfredo.
I appreciate the connection with the jerk chicken and the Alfredo,
yeah, as well. And, which I've never tried. I don't even know. That's why it's also like, whoa, because of who would even do that? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like. Now we're doing the Rasta pasta.
Okay. The Rasta pasta.
Breakaway from a traditional Alfredo, and it's like the perfect breakaway.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel like it should be done.
All right. So let's just end it off with the God. You know what I mean? It's just time to break bread for dessert. You know? It's dessert time, man.
Let's go.
Peep the aesthetic.
Okay.
You already tell. They're on the shelf in there.
Oh, that's...
It's gonna end it off with the God.
We gotta end it with home. We gotta keep it in New York.
Yeah, yeah. We're making an ice cream cake. Carvel who?
Okay. Carvel who?
Okay. The ice cream. Ooh, okay. Nice. Fudge. Okay.
Magic shell.
More ice cream, okay.
I like it. I like
whipped cream, okay. Vanilla extract, powdered sugar, okay. Mixing it up, bate gelatin. I'm liking what you're doing.
Deron don't miss, man.
Carvel, who? Oh. And he got a bev. just the water. I like it though.
Yeah.
So good.
But also, he didn't make it all entirely from scratch because he didn't make the ice cream himself.
Yeah,
but
the ice cream is in scratch.
Still, yeah. But he did. He changed the form of it though. That's the
whole
ice cream.
Yeah,
packaged ice cream is so good anyway. Like it doesn't.
Right.
Right. I'm just saying, sauce is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't. I mean, you can't. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So. With that being said, man, this has been, you know, Sour Hour, you know, your favorite stoner munchie show, gourmet munchie show, you know what I mean? Gourmet.
Boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, gourmet munchie show. I mean, I'd like to thank my panel here with me, my fellow food critics for tonight. I mean, so what do y'all takeaways for tonight? What's the takeaways and what's the videos for tonight?
I personally was very inspired by a lot of them. I definitely want to make them vegetarian or pescatarian. Mm-hmm. If you want to send me a couple of them.
facts. I got some pescatarian ones.
For sure. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to pinpoint like the best one. But
Definitely in the bag, though. You could say that.
Yeah. I'm starving. Whatever the outcome of the show is meant to be, it is to eat after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm still kind of stuck on the burger, bro, with the bacon wrapped onions.
Yeah. I knew that was gonna get y'all.
The pink mashed potatoes. I'm still like pink mashed potatoes.
Yeah. That one. He mixed the mashed potatoes with the beef. That's next level. That's probably video of that right there because I'd never see some shit like that. That and the bacon wrapped onion rings because it's like you took it to the next level.
And then they had the cheese with the oh my god.
Yeah, love. It was love. It was love. But thank y'all for coming, man. We're going to see y'all next week. Sour Hour, man. If you got fire, then fire it up.
Light it.